Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Artarius. Can we begin with your zip code, please?
90660.
90660. Very well. Thank you, sir.
What kind of company is this?
We're a third-party call center that handles over 400 companies and customers' account. Can I get your name, please?
What is your government company?
We're a third-party call center, Factory Direct. That's the name of our company. And you've reached the customer support department.
I never recall to contact you guys. I make a deal with you guys. So
can I ask your name?
I see you charging me every month $56.
What's your name, sir?
My name is Lorenzo Llamas.
Because I really want to make sure that the charges are with us. Because when I ran that zip code 90660, it didn't retrieve your name.
It doesn't show anything?
No, sir. But, you okay, know, give me one. Hold on.
Something's wrong here.
Hold on. Because that doesn't mean that it's not with us. Because I rang your phone number and they got you pulled up. So can you go ahead and verify your address for security purposes, please?
Yeah. Just give me one second. Just give me one second, okay?
Yes, sir. Okay. Very well.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
I'm back. Yeah, it's 5138 Paramount Boulevard.
All right. And this is due to that Wi-Fi booster that was ordered back in December 20th, 2021. The shipping fee was $7.45. All right. That Wi-Fi booster was a welcoming gift from our Factory Direct store. Well, all these products would be free. You'll just pay shipping. But this is for that Wi-Fi booster and that warranty, which is $3.99. And you got a membership fee, which is $56.95.
This is a ripoff, though, because it was that booster supposed to be free, you know,
it is.
For $7. I don't want that. I'm going to block this account, you guys, ripping up people, and because it doesn't show that they're going to charge you for it.
Yes, sir. It's stated in the terms and conditions. You actually could have canceled within the first 48 hours, and you would have been avoided that membership fee.
No, I'm going to block this, and I'm going to recall my credit card to recover that money. So,
well, look, can I... Look, let me ask you this. Because I can give you this.
Don't ask me anything. This is my money, though. So
I know, and I'm trying to... Listen, though, because I may be trying to help you. I may be trying to help you, sir, because I can get you a 50% refund on that $56.95.
You cannot give me 50%, and you should be charging me, like, for 6 months, $56?
Well, let me ask you this.
Really? You want me to give you away half of it?
Well, let me ask you this, sir. That was what I can do. I see that didn't work. I'll put you on a brief before I speak with my supervisor and see if we could get you fully refunded that $56.95. So give me one second, please.
I'm gonna report to the bureau, you know?
I understand, sir, but I'm trying to help you get canceled and refunded, sir. So just bear with me one second, please. All right, sir. We were able to get you fully refunded and canceled out, and I got your cancellation code ready for you.
Okay. Are you going to give me some numbers or something? I mean,
yes, sir. And I'm going to send it to your email.
You send it to my email?
Yes, sir. I'm sending it to your email. And you're canceled out as we speak.
So just let me reimburse me the money.
That is correct.
How are you going to do it?
All right. I'll show you. Give me 1 second. You will see this. I'm going to send this information to your email, and you will see that you were fully refunded along with that cancellation code.
Which email you going to send it?
To the email of llamas9005@yahoo.com.
Did you send it already?
Yes, sir. I'm doing it now, and hopefully you'll get it while we're on the line.
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
All right, I got you. Give me 1 second. All right. You should be seeing it shortly.
Okay.
And this is what I'm going to do while we're waiting. I'm going to go ahead and message my supervisors and let them know that you want that information sent to your email. So if I'm not able to get it to you from my queue, they'll most definitely get it to you. But I still want to give it a couple more seconds, if you had a couple more seconds, to see if it comes through.
I don't see anything.
You haven't seen it yet. You'll get it today. I'll make sure that I'm actually messaging them right now. My mind told me to go ahead and message them. Okay, very well. So we good?
It doesn't have a lot of information. It just have a $1,000 back. That's for a month, man. Not only this month.
All right, that's actually how much I can get you, sir.
I have to do something else then.
You want me to transfer you to a supervisor?
No, I know what to do. I'm gonna work this thing.
What business. Would you like your cancellation code?
Cancel everything, please. Everything.
Right, you can't. Cancel, so.
Yes, this sir. Is not right now.
I got you canceled, sir. And I got that information coming to your email. Would you like a cancellation code? Or you have it already?
Yeah, I have it already, but you have to give me the whole money I pay for it. You've been taking out on my account.
So you're saying back in April and March and February?
Yeah, all of that.
I can't do that. I have to transfer you to someone.
I know you will.
Listen, sir.
Wait for me. Somebody's gonna call you. I know I will get that money back.
Listen, sir. I can transfer you to someone who may be able to
assist
you.
Don't trust me, Mr. Nobody. You cannot help me. Nobody can help me. They're gonna waste my time here talking to.
They won't waste
people.
Your time.
Oh no. Let me transfer you to the specialist. And no. The specialist is not here today. It's a weekend.
Yeah, it won't be nothing like
bullshit.
That, though. Yeah, it won't be nothing like that. I wouldn't tell you I'd transfer you to someone and not transfer you, sir. So if you want to be transferred to someone that I feel may be able to assist you, I don't know what they could do, but I know I could transfer you to them.
All right, go ahead. If that doesn't work, I know what to do.
It'll work. Give me 1 second, please. Thank you, Mr. Lorenzo.
Curando otra vez.
¿De qué?
¿Te acuerdas que te dije que no conocía nada de eso?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Estos cabrones dijeron que tenía un booster free, que no da cargo de nada, ni la chingada. Y me están cobrando $56 cada mes. Por el uso del booster. Ni siquiera lo he conectado.
Yes, sir. I'm canceling and I'm transferring you now.
Yeah, I still have the booster in a box. I can send it back to you guys.
No, sir.
And
I
will plug it in.
No need, sir. I do thank you for that, but it was a gift to you from the beginning. So, you're good.
You can keep it. Just reimburse me my money and that's it, you know?
Yeah, I got understood.
$7 cost me like $250.
And look, I got you a line straight through to a supervisor, so if you can hang tight with me, I'll transfer you, and I thank you for calling customer support. All right, sir. Thank you. Give me 1 second, please.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.